Hi, my name's Alice. I am in the fourth grade at Pittsburgh Dilworth Elementary. Our tiny adventure. Ugh, I said as my dad was nudging me on my shoulder. Wake up, he said. It was Saturday morning, but I forget the date now. I finally got up and got dressed. Today was the day we were going to drive to Embro to see my two cousins, Ben. His real name's Benjamin, and Luke. Oh, and he has a real name too. It's Lucas, I think. As we drove down a long highway, I thought, this might be fantastic, or this is going to go horribly wrong. 5 minutes later, I was bored out of my mind. Mom, I yelled from the back of the car. How much longer till we get there? She turned around and said, we'll be there in maybe an hour. I put my head on my shoulder and sighed. About an hour later, as we drove into their big driveway, I saw some friendly faces. It was my family, my Uncle Mark and Aunt Emily. And, of course, my little cousin, Cormac. And finally, I saw my grandma. We hugged and ran to the front door. Dorothy, my little sister, rang the doorbell. She could hear it from inside. Ding dong, ding dong, it said, as the door opened to see my Uncle Jack. From the kitchen I heard, hello, it was my Aunt Carrie. Although everyone wanted to come in and say hi, my little brother, Abraham, we just call him Abe, got in the house first. After we got settled, we started to play. A few hours later, my dad asked if anyone wanted to go on a walk with him in the woods. Everybody said no because they were doing something else, except for me. I was eager to go outside and explore the woods. As the sound of the dead leaves and broken branches crumbled beneath my feet, I started to listen to my dad as he said, "You know the story of Hansel and Gretel?" I replied with a solid no. After he'd told me the story, he started to talk about how we should leave markers to find our way back. So we did with some pink tape that we found. We walked on and on until we reached a stream. We walked along the stream. When the sun started to set, my dad said we should be heading back. We turned around. My eyes were expecting to see pink tape, but all we could see was trees. I was getting tired, so my dad put me on his shoulders, and we walked on. As we walked, we saw all kinds of things. We saw a deer, some poison ivy, and the biggest hole I had ever seen. And after walking for at least 30 minutes, I saw a light through the trees ahead. My dad ran as fast as he could. Besides, he had at least 70-pound child on his shoulders. He stopped where the trees ended. All we could see was road. It was at least half a mile to my aunt and uncle's house. We had no time to waste. As we walked down the deserted road, we knew we would never forget our tiny adventure.